Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is Becky Hickok. I called in several times already this morning. I had two charges on my account that I didn't recognize, and I called and canceled my credit card account, and then they gave me the number of y'all, and I called, and it doesn't make any sense for the shipping and handling that I ordered something. But anyway, the one charge, $19.98, on my account, I did not order. So the person I talked to at your company earlier this morning said they would refund that to me, but I would have to call back with the bank and conference the bank people in on the call. So I called my bank back again, and they said, they said they do that all the time. And she said, well, I don't know who they do it all the time with, but we don't talk to third parties about our customer's account. So she said to just tell you that any credit that you send to the bank for my account would be credited, and to go ahead and do that. So can you do that?
Are you Becky Hickok?
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
3233 Frog Crossing Place, Lenoir, North Carolina, 28645.
All right, Ms. Becky, it does say here that you signed up for a free 14-day trial on the 9th, which was yesterday, for the Smart Fitness Watch. You paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, and you got the replacement color straps for $19.98. And, yeah, my recent agent let you know that you told her you already filed the dispute, so that is out of our hands now because you filed a dispute. We could not do anything further unless your bank called us back and let us know that they weren't filing the dispute. But you let me know that they don't talk to third-party companies. A lot of banks call us back to let us know that they are not filing with that dispute, and we refund the charge that, you know, the customer wanted. But you said your bank doesn't. Well, that is out of our hands. Your bank disputed it with us. So, what? But we did go ahead and cancel your account.
Okay, so back up there, this is the first I've heard about a 14-day free trial. What was that for?
Well, both of my agents already explained that to you.
The 14-day free trial? No, they didn't.
For the Smart Fitness Watch Tracker, you were in a free 14-day trial, and you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling.
Well, what's the trial? What happens after the 14-day free trial?
You will get charged on the 15th day, but you've already canceled that.
For what would I get charged?
You will get charged the final price for the Smart Fitness Watch.
Huh. Well, okay, that's crazy, because I took a survey and it said that you could pick out a gift or a prize or whatever, and that's what I chose. There was nothing about a 14. It was just that all you had to do is pay shipping and handling to get that watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is already canceled now.
So the watch hasn't been sent out, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad their legal team's going to look into it, because the whole thing is sketchy, because I never ever signed up for, all I signed up for was to pay, all you have to do is pay shipping and handling. There was nothing about a 14-day free trial. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.